Andre,
yes.
And Charles?
Yes.
Nestor?
Yes, yes, yes.
Perfect. Michael is on the line. Michael?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Can everybody just introduce themselves really quick with your name out so Michael is aware who he's speaking with?
Okay. I guess I can go. My name is Andre Tipton. I'm with the website A Real Otaku Gamer.
Hey, Andre.
How are you?
Not so bad.
And I'm Charles Perez from Angry Koala Gear. We're a pop culture website. I just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, my name is Nestor Bentancur. I'm from the Hispanic website, DesdeHollywood.com. Thank you so much.
Okay, hiya. Now, can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, yep. Yeah, okay, cool. Because you're a little bit quiet for me, but I can just about hear you.
Okay.
You guys can start.
Let's do it. All right. Sounds good. You guys can go ahead.
Okay, Michael.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, this is Charles from the Angry Koala Gear. I just wanted to say we were thrilled to know that Silent Hill was going to finally get a sequel. How did you get involved with being able to do the sequel, and how much will be taken from the first film?
Okay, my sort of involvement with Silent Hill, or my love of Silent Hill, goes back to when I was a gamer. I mean, I still am, but I don't have too much time these days. Way back when, I remember playing the first wave of PC games, Wolfenstein and Doom and those things. And, that was a cutting-edge computer graphic. In the mid-2000s, when the first Silent Hill game came out, I remember, because I wasn't a console gamer much at the time, I remember my friends playing it, just being blown away by this game. And what it was doing with graphics and sound design, and it was genuinely frightening. And it was sort of one of the first sort of cinematic type levels of fear that you got out of a game. Fast forward to 10 years later, I've been making a movie called Solomon Kane with a producer, Samuel Hadida. And Sammy had produced the first Silent Hill movie, which I was a fan of. I thought it looked fantastic. I thought it captured a lot of the essence of the game. And he said he wanted to make a sequel. And I thought, well, Christoph Gans is going to do that. That'd be great. I look forward to seeing what he's going to do with it. And I mean, Christoph's not going to do it. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity for me. I'd love to play in that world. I'd love to explore the stories to be told. So we sat down and decided what we wanted from a sequel to Silent Hill. And, it's weird because the movie has to do three things. It is a sequel to the first movie because it has the same characters. And Sean Bean comes back as the dad. It's the story of the little girl who's grown up, Sharon De Silva. She's now about to turn 18 years old in the sequel. We find out why she's being plagued with these nightmares all her life, but she doesn't remember the events of the first movie. They've been suppressed, and little by little these memories are coming back to her, and her father's trying to protect her from the truth. That was a story that I wanted to tell in the sequel, and it's also an adaptation of Silent Hill 3, the game, which uses the basis of that story. And more than anything, I also wanted to be able to make a movie which works for an audience who doesn't know the first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Andre Tipton from Real Otaku Gamer. I would like to know one thing I noticed about the trailer is that you actually incorporated a lot of the character designs from the game. Was it a challenge, or was that something you really were when you were thinking about doing it, you were just like, okay, well, I've got to use some of these characters?
Michael's back.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what happened. It just cut out.
I understand.
Were you able to get the question? I don't even know what point you lost me. I just carried on talking for about 4 minutes. I finished my answer. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't get any. I asked a question and then we went dead for a minute.
So what was the last thing you heard from me?
Actually, I just asked the question, and I guess we lost you right then.
Oh, really? So you heard nothing? Oh, my God, I said such incredibly clever things as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never get that back yet. So basically, your question was, how did I get involved in the movie?
Right, and what did you know, and with the character designs and everything, how did you incorporate that, and was it a challenge, and, you know, how was that experience?
So basically, first and foremost, I'm a fan of the games, because I played them, when they first started. I was a gamer, I played, the first Wolfenstein, and Doom, and Quake, and those things. I remember my friends playing it, but they were console gamers, and they got this game, Silent Hill, that everybody was talking about, so, I played this thing. And it was unique. It was freaky and frightening and had storytelling and brilliant use of sound design and visuals. So, that if you're a gamer, that's a kind of seminal title in the history of games. It's a very short history of games. It's been going 25 years, but it stands head and shoulders above many others because of what it was doing.
Right.
Fast forward to 10, 15 years, I was a filmmaker. I'd made a few horror movies. I just made a movie called Solomon Kane. And the producer of that movie was also the producer of the first Silent Hill. And we were talking after I finished Kane with him, and he said, I want to make a sequel. I thought, great, Christoph Gans, who made the first movie, is going to make a sequel. I'll be there, because I thought it was a beautifully constructed movie. The visual artistry was amazing. But he said, I need someone to make it. And I said to him, I'm a fan, could I be involved? And we really just had to think about how we were going to approach a sequel, because it had been kind of 5 years since the first one. And I actually thought it was a great opportunity to tell the story of that little girl from the first movie. She's growing up, she's just turning 18 years old, she's plagued by these terrible memories, and a suspicion that her past is not the one that her father told her it is. And we can begin to sort of find out who she really is. That was kind of the genesis of that story. I'm going to stop there to see if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is interesting.
Guys, you can still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's fine. I'll carry on. Making the decision to make a movie which was a sequel to the first one. I still have Sean Bean playing the father. Lana Mitchell makes an appearance. Deborah Carr Unger makes an appearance. Some of the same monsters make an appearance. So there's a continuity through that. But it's a new story with a fantastic young actress called Adelaide Clemens playing Heather Mason. And it's really a story about the discovery of who she is, and her father goes missing at one point in the movie, and she has to go make the decision to go to Silent Hill, discover what this mythical place is, what terrible things lie there for her, and how that story goes. But the hardest thing was making a movie which had to be a sequel to the first one, an adaptation of a computer game, and a standalone story for people who hadn't seen the movie or played the game. So it has sort of three different masters in a way.
Right.
Michael, this is Nestor. Do you have to be a gamer to do a great movie adaptation?
It's a gamer to do the adaptation. It can be a help and a hindrance in a way, because if you're a fan of the thing that you're adapting, sometimes you could be a little bit precious about it. You can get caught up in little things that you like as a fan, which aren't necessarily what the real audience wants. Because you have to remember that this movie has to play, or any movie, has to play to a wide audience, not just the purists. There's a point when you're doing it where you have to sort of put aside the stuff that you're personally interested in and try and sort of weave it into the fabric of the piece, but the piece has to work as a movie. And one of the things that people get confused about is that they think that movies and games, they're the same sort of thing, aren't they, really? They're both visual and they're both, we're telling a story in a big way, but they're not. A movie is a very different experience. So it's hard. I think it's better. I think you should love the thing that you're doing. You should be a fan of the thing that you're doing. But it's not necessary. In my case, it made it more pleasurable because I was able to be on the set and create things that I'd played or had thought about. But, well, that's really cool. Now I'm building it, or I have this monster standing in front of me that I really like. Sometimes you go, I never liked that in the game, so I'm going to do it differently. It's a privilege, and certainly working with some of the original game creators and just understanding what they were thinking and trying to make that work, it's very fun. I mean, it's a hard job, but it's the best job in the world.
Cool. Wow.
Michael, one more question.
Can you hear me, bud?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Hi. Hi, this is Charles again. Just being with Silent Hill being a sequel, you also were able to bring in the same people that did the score as well. We're just thrilled to know that it is a sequel to the first, and able to see the nurses coming back and Pyramid Head as well. Are there going to be any of the any of the other creatures appearing again, and any new ones?
There's new monsters for sure. Obviously, Pyramid Head comes back because he was such a fan favorite from the first one. Even if you're a purist, you kind of know that he belongs in game number two. That's where he started. But they made the choice in the first movie, and I like him. He's such a powerful monster, such a great presence. 40 years again. The nurses again come back because they're just fantastic. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, there's a lot of new monsters in this. Some of them they'll recognize from the game. Some of them are new ones that I've created. One of the great things about making a movie like Silent Hill is if you're a monster movie fan, which I am, you know, the opportunity to make these creatures is too good to be true. I love going to creature workshops and sitting with the sculptors and the artists and the designers and you know, watching these monsters come alive. So that's the best thing. The thing about Silent Hill, as opposed to kind of a lot of modern horror movies, is it really is a... It's creating new worlds. It's a harks back to kind of the Hellraiser world of horror movies. It's fantasy horror. Not like somebody in the house being scared by a door slowly creaking. These are monsters. Mm. And if you like a good monster movie, this is the best version.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I have one more. Are there any future plans to do any more adaptations? Do you have anything that you're like a really big fan of besides Silent Hill that you're like, I want to see what this would look like on the big screen?
so many. I mean,
as a gamer, I have like 100. So,
I think if somebody could reverse a big truck of money up to my house, I'd like to make Half-Life. Because it's my favorite game of all time. It's the one that kind of just made me think that games could do the same level of storytelling that movies could do. I thought Deus Ex was great. I think the new Deus Ex is great as well. I know Assassin's Creed's been good. To be honest, I'd like to do Doom and do it properly.
Because that's a good choice.
It didn't get right done right the first time. There's so many choices. This is the top of so many choices now. And the games are getting so good that you sort of, it's playing them. I play a game like God of War, and I'm going, this would make an amazing movie. And the truth is, it kind of is a movie already. It's just the visuals are so powerful. The trick is to find great stories to tell. And I think that's where kind of computer game adaptations are going wrong. They're relying on the visuals and the sense of the audience to be familiar with, you know, Master Chief or something like that. You're still going to tell a great story in the middle of it. And for me, that's why Half-Life works so well. Give me Gordon Freeman and give me a crowbar.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, it's a bit tricky, guys.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Michael, are you over here? We're losing.
Did we lose Michael again? I'm going to my...
Well, thank you, Michael.
It's a really tricky connection.
Oh, there we go. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Michael, as a person wondering what's your next installment, maybe a prequel following the games? No. I think now it's time to start telling some new stories within Silent Hill. That's kind of what I like. I mean, I think the games are terrific, and they're continuing to make the games. I thought Downpour was pretty good. I thought some of the graphic novels they've done in Silent Hill stuff is terrific, but I think now if I was invited back to play in Silent Hill again, I'd like to make up new stories. I've actually got a couple of things I think would work beautifully as Silent Hill stories.
But I don't think quite like to see what other filmmakers would make in this world as well. Yeah, it'd be great to sit back and just see what some of these other great young horror directors are doing. Okay, listen, this is the world of Silent Hill. Go play.
I like that. Okay, that's all for me. Go ahead. Whatever you guys have.
Well, I was good with my questions, and thank you for the great answers.
Thank you. We look forward to the movie.
Yes, we do too.
I hope you like it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Michael?